So as relates to the raid, Yom Turinus, and the Gemara told this fascinating story with regards to Turinus, who was a nasty person who wanted to kill Pappus and Linus. And before he killed them, he was taunting them. And he told them that if, in fact, you're so chashuv and you're from the nation of the Jews, let your God come and save you the same way he saved one of your predecessors, Hananya, Mishael, Azariah. And there was a whole back and forth. And this is the story that the Gemara tells. Eventually, it became a Yontif, believe it or not. It became the Yom Turinus. And the reason it was a Yontif is because Turinus got his revenge. He was killed immediately. So two Ha'aras. The first Ha'ara is that Pappus and Linus tell Turinus that you want Hashem to go ahead and to perform a miracle for us. You're comparing us to Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. He sent two Chalukim. Right, there's two differences. He says, number one, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, they were tzaddikim gemurim. He says, we deserve this. We're not worthy of a miracle. And he said, besides, who was the king that presided over the miracle of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah? It was Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was a melech hagun, v'roi liyosei sneis al yodei. He was somebody that it was worthy for a miracle to happen to him. As opposed to you, you're a rosh ahedit, v'inei roi liyosei sneis al yodei. You're not someone that's deserving of a miracle taking place. So it bothered me a little bit. I understand the element that Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Tzadikim, Gemurim, they deserve to be saved. They were thrown into a Kivshan Ha'esh, and they made it out alive. How many people can make it out alive from a Kivshan Ha'esh? Avram Avinu and Urkazdim, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and the Kivshan Ha'esh. Till today, we say, Misha Ana l'Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Right, it's something that we make such a big deal about. Why? Because it was an incredible miracle. So Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, with Tzadikim, Gemurim, they were Ru'uyin. As opposed to us, said Pappus and Linus, we're not deserving of this. And because we're not deserving of this, this is the type of miracle that would happen to us. But there was another element. They said there's another chilek. Nebuchadnezzar was a melech hagun. As opposed to you, you're a rosh ahead, you're a prosta rosha. And as a result, you're not deserving of presiding over such a miracle. What was that? First of all, Nebuchadnezzar all of a sudden became some melech hagun. And besides, what's the punchline? So maybe the pshat is based on the Yeshua's Yaakov that we've spoken at in the past. The Yeshua's Yaakov says that we know Chazal say, it's a Gemara in Perek Chelik, Mibnei Bonav Shel Haman Loimdim Torah Bebnei Brak, that Haman Arasha, amazingly, has descendants, he has Enochloch, that are learning Torah in Bnei Brak. And not just that, the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara mentions some of the great monsters in world history, how they were Zoichna, that they have descendants that are sitting and learning Torah. And the Yeshua's Yaakov asks the obvious question, it's in his Pirish Yeshua's Yaakov and Shulchan Aruch, it's in Hilchis Megillah, it's in Simon Tov Reish Tzadik Ches. And he says, I don't understand, what in the world could Haman have done to be Zoicha, to have Enochloch and Ur Enochloch Vositzen and Harvin and Lern and Mamush and Bnei Brak? So what's Bashab Shad? How could he have been Zoicha to it? And Yeshua Yaakov says a Davar Nifla. He says, because at the end of the day, Haman and Paroi and Sancheiriv, these were all people that played a role on some level. They played a role on some level to an incredible Kiddush Hashem. And even though they were on the wrong side of the Kiddush Hashem, they were the instigators. They were the ones that caused the miracle and everything to go into motion and to go into effect. But at the same time, they played a tremendous role. If there's no Paroi, there's no Makis, and there's no Kriyas Yamsuf, and we don't have Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, we don't have all the Presume Nisa that comes along from the story of Pesach. If there's no Haman, we don't have the Purim story. If there's no Antiochus, then we don't have the whole Hanukkah story. It's all a dank the fact that these Rishon were there. So says the Yeshua's Yaakov, any person that plays a role in a Kiddush Hashem is going to get schar. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mikapeach schar kol beryo beryo. And therefore, even these Rishon had a schus. So where was the schus ever going to be chal? You know where it was going to be chal? Hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of years later. They'll have Enochloch that are going to be Megayer and Mibnei Bonav Shal Haman Loimdim Torah Bibnei Brak. Tov Nifla. And says the Yeshua's Yaakov, maybe that's another pshat. Hallelujah Hashem kol goyim. Shabchu kol umim ki gov. Everybody asked one of the most famous kashas ever. Because Hashem is good to us. He says, yeah, when Haman's going to realize that because of him, there was a gewaltig kiddush Hashem that came about. How many Yidden got chizik in Amunah throughout the Doris because of Haman? How many Yidden got chizik in Amunah by recounting the miracles of Sibi Yitzias Mitzrayim? You know what happens? Haman gets schar, and Pari gets schar. So he's going to turn around and he's going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for letting me play a role in all this. Because at the end of the day, Mibnei Banav Shal Haman, Loim Dim Toiv, Mibnei Brak, Val Eret Gat HaChelik in HaKiddush Hashem. A nitpoloise mitzvah, and that's enough for him to get a schar. But here's the point. Any person that plays a role in a Kiddush Hashem gets gewaldig a schar. That's what Papa San Lulainis told this monster. That's what they told this Oisvarf. This Turainis, Yamach Shemoy Vizichra, we made a yontif the day he was killed. You know what they told him? They said, Nebuchadnezzar, at the end of the day, was a Melech Hagun. He was a Melech Hagun. The Roy Eliyasis Nesal Yaday. He was Roy to play a role in a Kiddush Hashem. He's Roy to have a shtickle chelik in it, to have a shtickle schus in it. The Kiddush Hashem that came about through it, Nebuchadnezzar is able to have a shaykhis to it. That you have stam someone that has no shaykhis to Azar Kiddush Hashem, you're not going to have Einaklich that are going to be Loim Dem Torah B'Bnei Brak. It's not happening. And that's why they said we have no way of being saved. If you were a Melech Hagun, maybe we stand a chance. Maybe it's shaykh to us. But at the end of the day, Megalgun Schus Al Yidei Zaka. Nebuchadnezzar had to be a Melech Hagun for him to be able to spill a role, for him to be able to play a role, any little chelik, something in this unbelievable miracle of Hanani Mishal Vazayir. So that's what they said. Number one, Hanani Mishal Vazayir, Tzadikim Gemurim, we're not Tzadikim Gemurim. We deserve this. And he said, besides, Nebuchadnezzar was a Melech Hagun. You're a Rasha. You're a Hedyet. It's a fascinating thing. It's a whole different perspective on the Yevanim and Antiochus. I mean, it's a little anticlimactic. But if you think about it, on some level, even the Rasha that's Geirim, even the Rasha that's Geirim, the Kiddush Hashem, so he has to have some schus. Nebuchadnezzar was a Melech Hagun. This is Mamish the Gemara we're learning right now. It's a psalimut schus. But the bottom line is it has to be that way. Because if he's not a Melech Hagun, then he wouldn't be zoicha to all the schar. And it's an often a Gemara. Nebuchadnezzar, if the miracle of Hanani, Mishael, Azariah happened through him, on some level, he would have been a Melech Hagun.